Thank you, Eric.
I'm just going to grab some water up here also. So I'm not quite sure how this follows. I'm from the Bronx, and so we're going really very diverse here. And this was a little, I have nothing to disclose, no associations at all. And this was really a snapshot study, and I was looking at a very specific population of parents who attend an urban community college, very diverse, and the big piece was that most of the parents there were not born in the United States. And there has not been a lot of previous research looking at parental opinion of school sexuality education with those parents. It was a correlational study, used cross-sectional data, and it was a convenient sample. So this was an instrument. It was an instrument called the School Sexuality Education Questionnaire. It was 18 items, and it was taken from a National Kaiser study adapted for it. And basically, they were asking parents to rate for if your child should learn about this topic at any time from 6th grade through 12th grade in their education. And it was a scale from not important at all to very important. And so such as, is it important for your child to learn about transmission and prevention of HIV/AIDS at any point from 6th through 12th grade? And then there was also demographic information that was asked, but specifically, you know, you had the parent's age, marital status, but specifically I was interested in current country of origin, their religion, and religiosity and language. So I had a number of hypotheses based on this, and the big one was that I felt that this sample population would be less likely to endorse key topics in sex education, particularly that the parents born outside of the U.S. would be less likely to support teaching sexuality education in the schools, mostly similar to the idea that in Romania and in many of the countries where our students come from, they were considered socially conservative countries where sex education is not taught and they're not used to that idea of teaching this. Parents who reported higher levels of religiosity, meaning that they went and attended services more often, would be less likely to support school sex education. And I thought that there would be some sort of relationship between religion and country of origin. So this was at a community college, part of the City University of New York. We currently have about 11,000 students enrolled. These were parents attending the college, and they were had to be a parent of a child between the ages of 6 and 17, so it had to be a school-aged child. A sample of 191 parents, and of those, 154 were not born in the U.S. I know this is a lot over here, but this just gives you an idea about the sample characteristics. Majority were female, 86% female. Marital status, 40% single, 50% married, 10% divorced. Majority of the children were female. And the ethnicity was very diverse, and this is pretty representative of our student population. Actually, our student population has about 60% Latino, Hispanic, and about 35% black. But this sample, 48% Latino, Hispanic, 45% black. And you can see the diversity here in terms of country of origin. The largest Dominican Republic, then Puerto Rico, United States, oh, and how do I go back? I went too quick. I don't know how to go back. Usually there's that little thing that shows up.
Anybody know how to go back?
There it is. Oh, thank you. Okay. So now I'm going up this way. Now I'm going forward. Okay. So here. Sorry. So I had Ghana, and then we had 24%, a quarter of the parents were from other countries, and that represented 46 other countries. And this is a big distribution. We have over 100 different countries represented on our campus. It's really a very interesting population. So I was really looking at this sort of snapshot piece. Okay, so results. So actually, my results were really not supported at all, and it was really surprising. My sample population really was very supportive of school sexuality education. 11 out of the 18 topics were supported by more than 80% of the parents. Four topics were supported by about 60 to 70%, and those were a little bit more controversial: where to get birth control, abortion, sexual orientation, condom demonstration. And three of the topics were supported by less than 50%, and this is actually very consistent with national studies. The same three topics are also supported by parents nationally, and those are masturbation, oral sex, and anal sex. Nobody wants to talk about those. My theory that parents not born in the U.S. would be less likely to report higher means on the school sexuality education questionnaire was also not supported. And the way we operationalized this was with a two-way analysis of variance for birth country. So it was parents who were born in the U.S. versus parents not born in the U.S. And then the major ethnicities, races that were represented, Latino and Black. And there were no main effects and also no interaction effects at all found for that. This was supported, and this is also consistent with national research in terms that parents who were more religious, meaning attended services more regularly, had lower support for school sexuality education. It was a very small correlation, but still statistically significant. And last one, also I was surprised by this. There was no relationship between the country of origin or religion or any interaction effect. And because they came from so many different countries, what we did was we had a kind of pool and did these broad-banded categories of Africa, Caribbean and Latin America, and the United States, and there was no main effects for that. And religion also we had to kind of pool, and the majority were actually Roman Catholic, other Christian, and then no religion. And so there was no association with actually what kind of religion at all. So, basic results, no correlation between support for school sexuality education and race and ethnicity, country of origin, whether they were born in the United States, not born in the United States, or their religion. There was a significant negative correlation between religiosity and support for school sex education. And these results were consistent with previous national and statewide surveys. Limitations, it was a convenient sample that these participants who volunteered, and they were taken originally from an intro psychology class where they have to do research, and there's a research board where they choose a study, so these parents may have been more supportive of sex education because they chose to be in this study, fewer male parents, and they were all community college students, which may mean something in terms of their education level and that they may be more interested and know more about this just because they were actually in school. Okay, so why? I needed to know why was there such a big support in this population where originally coming in thinking there would be very little support. And there was a second part to the study where I had done a qualitative interviews with about 20 of those parents. And I was asking them how they communicate with their children about sexuality. And what I learned was that the parents actually didn't want to talk about it at home. They didn't know how to talk about it. It was culturally inappropriate. So they wanted the schools to do it because they didn't want to do it at home, which was interesting to me. That was sort of let off the hook, this idea that, okay, great, I'm happy that the school is teaching them. I don't have to talk about it. So my recommendations, particularly now in New York City, it was just recommended that we have implementation of sexuality education. All that had been being done was five sessions on HIV, and now it's mandated, so that the schools should not be afraid of offering it, because it's usually this very vocal minority that is not interested in having it. And most of the parents who don't talk about it, they're happy to have the schools do it. And this is my other piece of engaging college professors who teach health education at the college level to actually start the conversation with young people at that level on how to talk with their children about sexuality. And that may be an approach that has not been used before that would be a good avenue maybe to start earlier, either if they are parents already, in the case of where I teach, many of our students are parents, but those who are not parents is a way to just start the conversation at a younger age. Also those that are going into education, those that are going into any social services. And that's it. I have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes still if you have some questions or discussion.
Okay.
I don't guess you know where the primarily where the kids went to school, like charter school.
Oh, you know what? I did ask that, actually. It just wasn't in that. And mostly some Catholic school, but mostly public school kids. Yeah, there was some Catholic school, and they all wanted, and one of the other questions, like on the demographics, what age do you think that sex education should start? Do you think it should be in school? And about 95% said yes. And what age? And they all said middle school was about the age, which is actually what we see nationally also. Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering if you actually have plans to compare this the data from this set with data for parents who are not in colleges.
You know, that would be really interesting. This was such a, you know, the sample was not the best sample, honestly. And so it would have to be sort of a bigger, broader study and then to do that. But that would be interesting. And that was sort of an interesting piece, this community college. And is there something different about these students because they are in school? Okay, thank you. And that's Grandma from the Big Apple Circus, if you don't know.
Thank you.